The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's back to reality for Sharks hockey as they face off against the Los Angeles Kings in the beginning of an important homestand before heading out on the road for a two-week trip. But before we get to today's game against the LA Kings, let us reflect on what was a remarkable weekend at SAP Center and at TechCU Arena. On Friday, at the home of the San Jose Barracuda, the Legends game was played. All sorts of smiles and great moments were enjoyed by everybody before the most memorable jersey retirement ceremony for number 19, Joe Thornton. Joe was magnificent in his speech. The fans really enjoyed it. And the only negative thing was that the Sharks lost to the Buffalo Sabres by the score of 4-2. All in all, Coach Ryan Warshawski reflected on the weekend and what it meant to his team.
Yeah, I thought it was a remarkable weekend and a memorable weekend for everyone. Obviously, it starts with the Legends game on the Friday night, and then going into Saturday and the ceremony and the emotion that Jumbo speaks with, and the love and care that he had for other people around him is what I took from it. The care from that generation of players that played with him and the care factor they had for each other is something that I hope our players saw. You grow up with Patty Marleau on your left wing, and Pav comes in, and just Douglas Murray's and all the players and the Chichus and the Setoguchis that have all played here, the success that those teams had, obviously Jumbo being a really big part of that, but how important his teammates were to him is what I took from it, and I hope our guys saw that, and we can start building that next generation of Sharks core group of players that have a lot of success here in the future.
Macklin Celebrini is living with Joe Thornton and his family, and so he had an insider experience all weekend long. But as for the ceremony itself, here's what he said.
He's an amazing human being, he was an amazing player, and a legend of the game, not only for the Sharks franchise, but for the NHL. Like, the role model he was as a person, as a player, yeah, there's no reason that he shouldn't be up there.
Will Smith also was looking on with a lot of interest on the Thornton ceremonies.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, and it was fun. Getting to see those guys come back here and enjoy their time, and that legend game was pretty cool to watch.
Celebrini also noticed the way that Thornton's old teammates expressed love for one another and the emotion that they expressed when talking about Jumbo Joe.
You talk to all of them, and they all say the same thing. He's the best teammate, best guy that you can have in the locker room, and he expects a lot out of you, but he'll push you to be better, and he'll push the group to win. So, obviously he means a lot to all those guys, all of his teammates, and hopefully we can kind of reproduce that a little bit.
Will Smith also enjoyed seeing that.
Yeah, like you said, they all loved each other, and they clearly enjoyed their time here together, and they had a couple of great teams here, so it was pretty cool to see.
And Smith added something else. The experience of going through the Thornton retirement ceremonies and watching it was very motivating for him.
It's really motivating. You come to the rink every day and you want to win, but it's mainly about the guys you're with, and you're with them pretty much every day, all day, so it's what you're really, really fighting for.
And we found out something else about Fabian Zetterlund's view of the ceremonies. It was a little bit more personal for him.
Yeah, it was kind of sick to watch. It was emotional for him and his family and everyone around him. It's everything he does for hockey, and so passionate to it, and still is. And when he's here, he's always smiling and make the life easier, And I actually played my first NHL game against him, and it was kind of cool. It was big beard, and yeah, I mean, to see him almost every day here is it's pretty special too, and yeah, to have the kind of night and have his jersey in the rafters is sick to watch, and so happy for him.
Zetterlund went back to that first National Hockey League game, and he gave us some details about it.
It was in Florida. I was in the fourth line, and he was the center in the fourth line too. So I took my first shift against him actually, and it was pretty big out there, but it was fun.
And Zetterlund says that Joe Thornton shows a tremendous example for young players such as himself.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard work. I mean, Jumbo put in everything he had for this sport, and I mean, when I saw that like a couple of days ago on the ice, I felt like it could be me one day, you know. And it's a long way there, but I mean, it gets a little bit of trigger. You feel like you wanna work, you know, and get better every day. And I mean, it's awesome to have a game today again and go out there and have fun.
It certainly wasn't lost on the organization that the members of the Buffalo Sabres were asked by their head coach, Lindy Ruff, to be on the ice for the Thornton ceremonies. Ryan Warsofsky talked about that.
That's the type of guy Lindy is. He's a, you know, old school coach that's been around this league for a long, long time, a really good coach. He's coached some really good teams, and you know, but going back to Buffalo before he was there the first time, and he's done some really good things for this game of hockey, and it doesn't surprise me whatsoever the respect that those guys and he wanted his team to show to Jumbo, and we hope we would probably do the same thing if we were in someone else's building.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Hey, Sharks fans, what is a Sharks' favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously, folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at SavingsActionCenter.com.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
But now the Sharks focus on Los Angeles. Yaroslav Askarov is expected to get the start in goal, and the Sharks have some game-time decisions with their lineup because of some bumps and bruises. But there's definitely a focus for the Sharks head coach, Ryan Warsofsky, for tonight's game.
We did a lot of really good things against Buffalo, and we got to be more consistent at times. And You know, we have a slip up there with you know, the first 8 minutes of the third period, and it costs us the hockey game. And that's the way it's going right now. And we can't get stubborn for what our game is. And we got to be, you know, really detailed with our puck management through the neutral zone and get on teams on our forecheck and get to the inside of the ice and then protect the front of our net. And, you know, if we do those things consistently, we have another good chance to win a hockey game tonight.
Jamal Mayers joins me with a call starting at 7 o'clock Pacific. Tune in for the Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.